Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Politically motivated violence is wrong. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop.
But we all know it won't stop. It's not going to stop. You know what's wild about this yesterday, Lee? This would have been laugh out loud funny if it wasn't so horrifically tragic. Yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, I was winding up the latest of the attacks on the ICE facilities. Mm-hmm. And I was running through just the last 2 weeks, the violent attacks outside these ICE facilities led not just by black bloc thugs, but also by Democrat candidates and elected officials. There's been one in Chicago, one in New York City. The one I was reporting on yesterday was in Eugene, Oregon. There's been one in Portland. There's been one in L.A. And I've been tracking these on the show. If you listen to the show, you have heard this. So I was running down in the 8 o'clock hour, the latest from the night before, and it was in Eugene, Oregon. And I was running down the pattern of attempted murder by Democrat politicians. This is not rhetoric. This is what they're actually doing. Here's how they do it. This is what I was saying in the 8 o'clock hour when the news broke, Lee, of the shooting at the Texas facility. I was on the air talking about Eugene, Oregon. And what they do is the ICE black blocs, violent protesters, surround the ICE facility. There's more of them than there are people inside. They're standing on the city sidewalk. Ergo, it's the jurisdiction of the city police. They're trapped inside the federal building. This happens night after night across America. And I've been all over it. And I was saying, so this was the night before. They were trapped inside as usual. They call 911. This must be coordinated at the national level by the Democrats, Lee, because the police don't come. And the violent black bloc clad, they look like Antifa. They didn't have an Antifa sign on, so I don't know. We call them Antifa, but we don't know if they're Antifa or some other group. Who knows? Was blocking the doors of the Eugene facility. The police don't come. So you're watching this go down on X, right? Where it starts to trend. Finally, the federal government has to send in their own police to liberate the building. And I said, someone is going to die. It happened in Chicago on Friday. Same thing. They call the police. Black bloc left-wing thugs have the building surrounded. In that case, there were Democrat elected officials. A Democrat candidate for Congress leading them. What happens? They call the police. No one comes. What do the black bloc masked men know? The police aren't coming. You cannot send a clear message to Democrat communist thugs in the street than that. Because I know, just from doing my research on X, the police won't come. The Democrats want them to know this. This is not just coordinated by rhetoric. Our side's missing the boat on this, Lee. This is coordinated with lack of police response. These Black Bloc thugs have begun to be above the law in blue areas. If you call the police on them, the police will not come. And I was rolling through the examples of this, Lee, from Chicago to Portland. There's two cities where this is going on, in Portland to L.A. When the news broke about the shooting in the Texas facility. I'm like, you are kidding me. I was right in the middle of it. Let me give you an example of how it works. And our side needs to start to understand it's not just the rhetoric by the Democrats. It's not just that. It's that the police don't come. Take a listen. This is Harris Faulkner, Fox News, on what happened in Chicago. This isn't even a week ago.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction. So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Democrats saying that going after, you know, ICE going after illegals is unconstitutional. I'm playing that, Lee, as the news breaks about Texas. So what is the message there? If you are Antifa, if you are Black Bloc, if you are violent, you are welcome in our cities. We will protect you and your violence. Now, never mind that in Portland, and I've played this audio again and again and again and again. For the last 3 months, the thugs gather round the clock in front of the ICE building just to get in and get out. To go to work, to bring illegals in, requires armored vehicle escort. There are federal snipers on the roof. They blare sirens. They assault people, including, by the way, Lee, neighbors living in the apartments across the street who've come over like, please stop blaring the sirens. I got to go to work tomorrow. Please just stop. Just please stop. They'll get assaulted. They call 911. Hey, there's a lady being beaten here by, you know, Antifa. Please don't come. So understand if you are harassing ICE, please don't come. Understand if you're just saying, please stop. I can't. You're violating noise ordinance. I can't sleep. Please don't come. Let me play it for you. This is Portland from about 2 weeks ago, Fox. It's been going on for 3 months.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Police in the cops.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The two women, Lee, they were just, they live in an apartment. They just want to sleep. You do not complain to your left-wing communist Marxist Antifa overlords about not being able to sleep, they will beat you. But and you the better, police will not come.
You'd better pay your taxes, though.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
I wonder why would anyone pay taxes to the city of Portland?
Yeah, no, now we can only laugh at these people because they vote for this, okay? So they should live in what they vote for. But my point is, I was on the air saying, literally saying, it is only a matter of time till someone dies. Fox News goes live. Shots fired. Sniper, people dead. I was like, wow, this can't be happening. But it did yesterday. That's how predictable this is. And so our side needs to get Johnny on the ball and figure out how this is going on, because it's not just rhetoric. If only it was just rhetoric. It's the Democrats telegraphing, you are above the law. You are better than. You can go be violent in our cities. They get it. They understand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other forms of this, too, like when you shoot into a Sacramento ABC newsroom, into the newsroom, mind you, right through the glass, and they bond you out in less than 24 hours, even though when they caught you, you had a kill list in your car, very explicit kill list that includes Kash Patel, head of the FBI, Donald Trump, and Dan Bongino. Ain't no big thing. Out the door you go. Feds had to come in and swoop him up. This is all connected. They watch this. They follow this. They on Discord. They want to be famous. They know the Democrats have their back when they commit violence in post-American blue territories, where they're hiding simultaneously the illegals that the UN spent $379 million bringing up here to vote Democrat. See, I just summarized an entire week of news. What did you think seeing all this yesterday, Lee?
This stuff in Dallas is just, if this is a politically anti-motivated or anti-ICE motivated killing, I mean, this is just more indication that what we were lied to about by the Biden administration, that what we have to worry about are white supremacists and Nazis in the U.S. military.
I know.
I mean, there was a shooting last night at Nellis Air Force Base. Somebody was firing on Nellis Air Force Base.
In
Nevada.
Yeah. And meanwhile, too, I've got all this code. By the way, we've got some background on Joshua John, the ICE shooter in Dallas, Texas. His profile picture, he wiped his Facebook page, but they got it out of the Wayback Machine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever really disappears.
No, it doesn't. He has Antifa and communist imagery all over it. He draws himself as like a cartoon character. Mm-hmm. In a Soviet cap with a Soviet gun and the hammer and sickle, the sign of communism.
Weaponized Marxists.
Yeah, behind him. I mean,
weaponized Marxists.
Exactly.
That's what we have got in this country right now that are committing these crimes. Weaponized Marxists.
The profile photo is of an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. And the text says, glorious exposition, comrade.
But we're not sure what his motive was.
No, we can never really know, you know. We can never really know. And I want to apologize to everybody. The way I'm getting a lot of complaints. Why aren't you posting X anymore? I can't get into my X account was hacked. Somebody took it over.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I can't get into it.
Oh, good grief.
If you're out there and you know, maybe you have a family member, anybody at X, would you contact me at tara@odyssey.com? I am fighting like the Dickens to get my X account back. Lee, it's the crazy thing. I get a notice. Somebody has changed the email on my account. I don't know how they got the password. I'm the only one who has it.
Yeah.
Literally nobody has it. So they somehow hacked into my account, changed the email, locked me out. I managed to get to change the email back and get it back, but now X has me blocked because it's listed as a hacked account.
Yeah.
So as far as I can tell, I think X is blocking me right now. I need somebody out there. If you know anyone at X, especially if they're high up, please help me, because I've just lost my entire ability to broadcast, but also to communicate with you.
Anybody out there got Elon's text phone number?
I'm serious.
Give him a call.
100,000 people follow me on X. I can't. It's like 93 and some change. I can't. I mean, they succeeded. They have taken me out of commission. And I wonder who hacked me? It's making me paranoid. Is it like someone from inside the government? Is it someone on X that saw me, you know, works for X and doesn't like me? Is it somebody with Antifa? Because my last tweet, Lee, was on Antifa, and now there is no more tweets. I may never get in again. But I didn't know they could do this. Somebody can go take your account on X and you're done. So not liking being silenced and a little freaked out by who did it. But if you know anyone, like, I just need an email, some way to get into X, because all I can keep doing is just filing reports and they seem to be ignoring them. It's the strangest thing I have ever seen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.